In this week's Crystal Heart Connection, I'm asking the question, is it intuition? Is it spirit guides? Or is it a subconscious program that's been guiding you in your reality? I'm Erin Whiting, and the Crystal Heart Connection is my place to support your awakening journey and support you in reaching greater states of consciousness within yourself, which is truly what's happening on our planet. So ultimately, just helping you align with that new energy that's presenting itself in our reality. And although I downloaded this podcast or this discussion a couple of weeks ago, I've been working on it. I happen to be recording it during a time where we're having some really intense solar flaring activity. And the solar flaring activity is what precedes a geometric storm. Some of these storms hit planet Earth, some of them don't. But either which way, this is a very important aspect of growing in consciousness, is sort of understanding, at least from my perspective and my awareness, that the solar flaring activity is what's bringing our planet to greater states of consciousness, to higher states of consciousness, higher states of awareness. And I talk about this a lot, but I really do believe the sun is like the conductor of the awakening journey. The planetary energies follow the conductor as well as we do. We follow the sun's role. The sun plays the role of the dictator, right? The one who tells us where we have to go and what we have to do. And when you understand that this is a very natural process that's happening on planet Earth, it sort of starts to become a little less scary, maybe. But when we do experience these large geometric storms, it can really cause an amplification in our subconscious. It's literally pulsing, like, hey, wake up, wake up. And in order to wake up, we have to become aware of things that we were not aware of. So even just last week, you're becoming aware of something that you were not aware of before. And that process is actually terrifying and can be terrifying when you don't know what's happening for sure. But it can also just be very dysregulating to your nervous system. And this will be continuing. It's been happening, and on planet Earth, it's a cycle that the sun is in, and it will continue to increase over the next couple of years. I'm sure you've probably heard maybe astrologers or spiritual people talking about this like window of solar flaring activity and this like internal solar flare that we'll all experience, and it will just wake us up. I do not believe that that will be something that happens overnight. I think it's going to happen like it's happening now, just a little bit more awake and a little bit more conscious at the rate that your body and your nervous system can support that integration. So it's kind of perfect timing to talk about this because, I think of myself as being naturally intuitive, and many of you might not necessarily identify as intuitive, but honestly, if you're listening to me talk up to this point, you're probably a naturally intuitive person. Your soul has come here to sort of experience the awakening, and perhaps you have an old soul. They can kind of, this is like the terminology that we use to describe like us weirdos, right? Like we're kind of the weirdos, right? We're the ones who don't seem to be following the program quite as closely as maybe people around you. And yeah, there's an inner voice, and it's probably always been guiding you. But there's also other voices. And this is what I really wanted to talk about today, because this is the greatest thing that has probably caused confusion in my own journey, and as well as many of my clients who I work with. We're always trying to work through what is the inner voice and what is the intuitive guidance. Should I move this direction, or is this just a delusion or some sort of program that is steering me in a direction that isn't my highest path forward? And I suppose we're always trying to maybe as the personality or the ego is always trying to like relieve me from pain, take me to the place where I think I want to be so that I won't have pain anymore. And so many of us have kind of dismantled the reality of there's some place to get. There's really no place to land. It's just this ever flowing evolution of greater consciousness. And as I've kind of come along on this path, I've understood that we have this larger soul matrix and we have a soul, but that's layer one. That's one dimension of this larger energy body. And we have, as well as a higher self, which sort of understands the soul's journey and has committed to supporting the soul on that journey in human form. And it keeps going from there. There's higher dimensions of our soul matrix, which we start to maybe recognize as we come along, and the more we clear and the more we're start tuning into the non-physical world, we start to hear the voices of, or the energies or the frequencies or the guidance or the just intuitive nudges from higher and higher dimensions of ourselves. But I really truly believe the very first dimension is first realizing you're a soul that's having a human experience. And for the most part, I know I was born with that awareness, maybe didn't have the words for that. But that soul manifests into your personality. So your soul talks to you in what I would describe as archetypal ways. We have multiple parts of that soul. And, that soul can begin to speak to you and, give you guidance or give you fear or give you, that's where our subconscious manifests. And I like to look at it as an archetypal type of a thing because we're really just not one thing. There's a part of you that wants to, be this explorer, and there's a part of you that wants to remain safe and belong. So there's these conflicting parts of our soul that I think we've come here to begin to unify. And the next level of activation comes from your higher self. And this is really the aspect of you that has evolved beyond needing a physical experience. And I would say that this is also a place where we hold a layer and a level of our, what we would call spirit guides or, spiritual healing committees is how I look at it. And although we look at it from a something outside of ourselves, your spiritual healing committee really is just other aspects of yourself that have evolved to a place where, there's a greater understanding, a bigger picture of how to guide a soul in a human experience. And I don't mean to make this seem confusing, but it is a very multidimensional experience, and you don't have to get down to these small nuances to sort of understand to this degree. I happen to really appreciate the level of awareness on who am I giving guidance to, or getting guidance from, I should say. So this is your higher self. So this would be considered also a layer of a spiritual healing committee as well. So, there's a lot of voices with ideas. So you may also kind of connect in with the earth's consciousness. There's elementals within the earth that can speak to you, that can connect with you. You can connect with beings in a non-physical way. That belong to planet Earth. So connecting with even the spirit of a tree or a plants can talk to you. They can convey messaging. The earth can bring up a ton of messaging around what it needs, where it's going, how you can align, how you can support the earth, and how this earth can support you. And of course, there's also a layer that people connect with a lot is is your ancestors or loved ones that have crossed over. And that's something I think that is probably the most popular connection point. And that can have its benefits for supporting people at understanding where they've come from or comforting someone in grief. So there's a lot of voices, right? And a lot of places and energies to connect with on your journey. And, you know, we just have to begin to understand, you know, what am I connecting with here? And how do I sort of get this clarity? If our goal is to sort of become more of your true self, become whole, and move along the journey to support myself and maybe the people around us, right? And that's ultimately maybe your goal. Maybe it is that you truly just want to connect with Graham and you know, be comforted and maybe get advice from her, or maybe you're more turned towards, I want to be connected to the earth and support the earth and work with the earth and the elementals within earth to be supported and to bring forth support for planet earth. But along my journey, I have really gotten very clear on, I want to clear subconscious programming that is no longer serving my soul's evolution and also not serving planet Earth's evolution. So my focus in my own personal reality is, and my soul's journey is, to do that while I'm here. And I have found that there's many of us who kind of feel similarly, but you really need to be clear on what it is that you want to achieve or you want to sort of experience, I should say, and what role that you even play, you know, in this whole grand picture on planet Earth. And that will help you understand which, you know, intuitive guidance you should be, you know, following or practicing connecting to. So with that, learning to connect very deeply with higher self and develop a very strong connection to higher self, and also understanding how your higher self operates and how your higher self also may need healing and guidance and how to bring that support through, has been probably the biggest key for me along the awakening journey, because I can now receive guidance from my higher self or support from my higher self when I'm moving through my own darkness and my own subconscious programming. So I can really use my higher self's connection to navigate any sort of thing that I am navigating or any sort of experience that I'm facing within my reality. So I've found that this is a really big key for myself. And, you know, I also teach people how to do this. And this is like my one big key. There's a lot of other keys, trust me on that. And a lot of other tools that support this journey. But that's been the one thing that has truly supported me the most. So when we're triggered into an awakening, you know, these new voices come online. Truly, you start to become more aware of voices of your subconscious or these archetypes. And, you know, it could be this like beautiful connection to higher self. Higher self is very much always there, always present, always ready to support you on your journey. You just have to kind of reach, or you set that expectation that you're ready to receive guidance from your higher self. And, you know, it really could be that, you know, I even think when you're talking about the connection to higher self, you'll get this wounded aspect of you if you have any sort of codependency issues or feeling like you need to be saved. There's fear. There's all sorts of stuff that can come up just in connecting with your higher self. And higher self is here to support whatever the soul wants to experience. So, you know, if you want to experience something that seemingly codependent with higher self, you might get that experience for a while. But how do you know how to use intuitive guidance to create your life, right? And like, how can you you know which guidance to use and how to move through it. So I would say the very first step is developing a process for connecting really deeply with your higher self. And some people have this through, you know, Reiki was a huge gateway for me when I first began, is it really just immediately connected me into higher self. And you used your hands and you used these symbols and you used a certain process as you went along to set up a ritual around connecting with your higher self. And that was truly bringing through your higher self into the physical reality using the techniques that were laid out in Reiki. So it's not dissimilar from any other thing that you're trying to learn, whether it's a sport or, you know, a new job. You create a process to allow yourself to maximize the connection or the experience of having whatever it is, the job, the sport. The higher self and connection with higher self is the same thing. You have to set up a way to receive the guidance, and you have to really trust in it. And there's plenty. There are plenty of processes that, you know, wisdom traditions have brought through, and they may or may not work for you. You might have to try on a couple different ways. Through Reiki was definitely a first entry point for me, but I needed more specific grounding. It was very ungrounding for me. I couldn't stay grounded as my subconscious programmings were coming up and I got confused. I needed something much more clear. I did learn spiritual response therapy, which uses a pendulum. And I created my own journey from there. So that really helped me ground the process. I need some sort of structure and language to use with my higher self. And I don't know that everybody will need that, but I certainly did, because I have a lot of clearing to do in this lifetime. So there was a lot of other things that I needed to clear in order to really hone that connection. So the second thing that can sort of help you, and a key tool that can be brought in order to be able to trust your intuitive guidance a little bit more, is developing a process for connecting with your body and your breath. And this helps you become more aware of trapped emotions and feelings and energies. And it should be a process. You know, obviously people use yoga, there's breath work, there's all these different ways of, this is the most popular thing, you know, in our healing world right now, somatic type of processes, because I do also think it's probably a little, like for me, the harder part, and for a lot of people, because it, you know, connecting with your body can be, and your fears, it's connecting with your darkness at many times. And this can be even more challenging. So this isn't like just therapy, like talking about your problems. This is an actual like connection to, okay, I'm holding this energy maybe at some, like in my right hip, and sort of learning to breathe through that and allowing the energy of that resistance or fear or whatever it feels like in your body to be released through your body. And you know, this can also be done through, I've seen it very successfully done through dream work and people that can hold the space for you to understand that sometimes your dreams are communicating subconscious fears, and the subconscious really, really wants to let things go. The body, I will interchange those words, the body and the subconscious are the same. And it's very good at figuring out how to release it if you give it a chance. If you give it a chance, it can release a lot of those energies. But as you're releasing these energies and these subconscious resistance patterns and programs and beliefs, it really is where your identity is housed. How you live is really buried in that subconscious. And this is what's being activated, right? So like your darkness is being activated with these solar flaring energies. And, you know, this is where you really, you know, can start to get, feel like you're going crazy, or that you start to get where it gets really intense, or all of a sudden you're super activated, but you think it's your husband, or you think it's the job, or you think it's, you know, something outside of yourself. But what's being activated? And I'm not saying that maybe the job or the husband or the whatever people tend to see outside of themselves, subconscious is being activated to just release it, to just release the energy. And then once you've cleared those subconscious fears, those programs, those like things that have been, you know, sort of sitting dormant in your, you know, below the surface, if you will, this is where you can then receive higher guidance on next steps, next steps, next steps. And you'll see this really commonly. Like, this is where I see it a lot in my own journey, is that, and I see this in a lot of other people, is that people will get it when you're, if you're in a marriage or a partnership, your subconscious programming will just be triggered nonstop until you let it go. So, because this is where the most intense, you know, close relationships, that, that kind of thing can really trigger that subconscious programming. So as it becomes triggered, you know, you think you need to leave your husband, let's just say, and there's that escape, there's that like leaving, getting away. I don't want to feel this feeling that I'm feeling that you're triggering inside of me. And this is a really, you know, challenging energy to move through at times, but, and it's not that you're not supposed to leave. And that's the tricky part, is that, you know, in many situations, if, you know, in narcissistic situations or whatever, there's many situations where, yeah, you got to move on. Like this, you're never going to experience something new unless you move on. But there's also situations where it's being triggered so that you can release this energy, and then it either transforms the situation outside of you or you move on. But learning to like really release that programming is such a key, because you can just, and as you've probably seen this play out, is like you could just move from relationship to relationship and that same pattern begins to emerge. And until you're able, and maybe it's like a little variation of the same thing, right? And until you recognize that pattern within you, you will continue to experience outside of yourself. So that's what subconscious programming does. And so as these solar flaring activities kind of come through, and hey, wake up, it's like this energy, this pulse of like, become more conscious, become conscious, become conscious. And like, it's not always pleasant. But if you have this really developed process to connect with higher self, a lot of times you can sort of stay connected and grounded. And I believe feel like a level of support in order to move through those harder energies, purge them, and then know for sure what the choices that you should make in your life are. So that's a really long-winded, you know, discussion around subconscious activations. But I do believe that so many of us are really experiencing this so deeply now. And, you know, this is where I think really being able to cultivate a process for releasing that within your life is going to help you get better intuition, get clearer, and just quite frankly, be more whole and happy and joyous as we move through whatever is coming on planet Earth. So, you know, developing the process for the higher self, developing the process to release through the subconscious, and also what is, I thought of this third thing that I felt is so key that will not happen unless you will not be able to truly develop your sense of wholeness and intuition without developing an ability to hold space for yourself and set healthy boundaries and the ability to stay present when difficulty arises. And I think this is a bit of a nurturing, you know, in some sense, it's your connection with your higher self. I think that does that. But there's also this sense of a nurturing adult, like a part of you that cares about you, a part of you that you have care for who you are and what your needs are and what, and I'm not talking, I think people can get really disassociated with, you know, they know they're a spirit. Like I know these people, you know, a lot of us, myself included, that get really connected to, well, I'm a spirit. So, you know, I'm having this human experience. It doesn't matter what I'm experiencing in this human experience as much as it matters that I'm a soul. And that's one of the things that I think a lot of, you know, the spiritual world has sort of promoted, sort of denying your human needs. And it's important to understand that this is about bringing your spiritual essence more fully into your cellular experience. And without the ability to care about yourself and protect yourself and take care of yourself and really truly learning what it is to nurture yourself. And many of you who are listening are definitely nurturing people outside of you. And this is a given thing that a lot of us who are a little higher frequency, old soul, natural, intuitive, we tend to take care of all of the people around us, but we're not taking care of ourselves. And this is a huge key when wanting to unlock, honestly, not just greater intuition, more joy, more wholeness, but your actual ability to support other people. Your truest, highest form of support for other people can come through developing this nurturing, you know, adult or if you will, mother inside of yourself that supports you, makes the right decisions or the right boundaries, where you don't allow yourself to be in abusive situations. You take care of your body from a place of love. You nurture yourself with healthy choices. So that can be something that develops all along with these other aspects, right? It's not that you're going to be like excel at connecting with your higher self from this process that you learn. It's not that you're going to excel at like clearing subconscious programs or breath work or whatever it is. You're going to be developing these three skills all along as you go through your awakening journey. But these are the foundations. This is the foundation to be able to navigate through with a greater connection to your soul essence and your spirit. And it will support you at truly creating, you know, and learning how to move through on planet Earth with a greater level of consciousness and a greater level of ability to create. So I want to bring in an actual just healing process to support you on your journey of gaining greater clarity and greater intuition. So go ahead and get still, if you will, and just take a moment to start to turn inward. And let's start by calling up your body and your subconscious and just breathing. And just exhaling and setting that rhythm that I'm breathing in more of my true light, just setting that intention. And setting that intention that on the exhale, we're just releasing whatever energies are no longer serving the highest path forward for your journey. And tuning into that heart energy, this is really where you connect with your true essence behind the fear, behind the walls that you've built up, the energy behind that is your true essence. So we're activating the heart center and calling on your higher self to merge with us. Just taking a few deep breaths. And now I am asking for your higher self to be activated and updated, updating spiritual healing committees to support the journeys of the soul in 100% positive and 0% negative. Just releasing any energies of supporting that the higher self would be supporting the soul's negative journey. Just taking a deep breath as this recalibration takes place in your higher dimensions. We're updating those spiritual healing committees. We're saying it's time the soul wants to step into a higher experience, a more aligned experience, an evolutionary experience. And we'll call on that body's subconscious. We're asking the higher self to support the increase in neuroplasticity, increasing the willingness of the subconscious and the body to grow and change. Just taking a few deep breaths. And I'm asking the higher self to begin downloading strength. The strength for you to witness your own shift in identity. And the strength to increase your capacity to release resistance from your subconscious and your body. Releasing fear. Releasing shock. Any trauma, releasing stress, and releasing any fear of change that might be blocking you from receiving your highest intuitive guidance. Taking a deep breath in, and on the exhale, we release. We breathe in strength. The energy of strength to witness yourself, to allow an identity shift, and to increase your capacity to be with fear. And I'm asking your higher self to call forth all the right people, all the right processes, all the right ideas, support, and guidance to direct you to your highest path, not just for you, but from everyone you're connected to. When you choose the highest path for you, you are supporting the people around you in the highest way. So just breathing and being with this energy shift, with this new intention, with this new neuroplasticity, the ability to grow, the ability to change, with this new connection and an update with your higher self. This new ability to navigate in the light that's present on planet Earth, and just sealing up this energy work, asking that it integrates with love, light, and empowerment.